Construction at the Park City Library and Education Building will get underway in February, just after the conclusion of the 2014 Sundance Film Festival. The plan is to expand the library, as well as create a temporary senior center, a permanent home for the cooperative preschool, and open up the third floor to create more public space. Acting City Manager Phyllis Robinson says the council is being presented with four options to decide what to do with the library while it's under construction for some 12 to 15 months.
It's really for that construction period, that February 14 to February 15 construction period, just as we did at City Hall when we were remodeling City Hall and when we were redoing the Mark, and we had to move staff and facilities. And the real discussion for council on Thursday is really about a level of service that we have a number of options available to us. One is moving into Miners Hospital, which is obviously will be a smaller space, and we would need to store collections off-site and create some transition in terms of needing, there's something that's stored that we need to get, so maybe a delay in the level of service. Not as much of the facility will be available. That, of course, is the least cost option to the city, other than keeping the library in place and moving people up and down and throughout the building during construction, which I don't think anyone really is thrilled with that idea whatsoever. And then the others is looking at renting some larger spaces here in town that would be able to have a larger library presence during the construction period.
The city, she says, will essentially be setting up a temporary library.
So the question is how big, how much, what resources and services do we provide? We know that there's some, the computer use is huge at the library. The wireless is used quite frequently. So no matter where we go, there's going to be some of that wiring that we're going to need to do. But there's lots of programming that we do. And so what can we do? What can we keep in place during this, for this interim period for the year? Just like the Mark, we really, the Racquet Club really scaled down into the Iron Horse facility for that year during the construction. No one loved it, but it was worth the pain for what we ended up with at the Mark today.
One of the options is to remain at the library and work around the construction, but this would mean a lot of noise, dust, and fumes during construction and having to move within the space as many as three different times. Other options would be to set up a temporary library at Miners Hospital or into rented space somewhere between 4,000 and 8,000 square feet. All of the options would cost something, some more than others.
There's no zero cost option to us. The Miners Hospital would, probably be the, other than staying in place, probably be the least expensive option for us. But there's still cost involved there in terms of furnishings and fixtures and those sorts of things. Much as when we moved into Miners, when we were staffing the city out of Miners, we had to create a little city hall in there. So that would be the next option.
The staff, she says, is looking for direction from the council about how to move forward.
We're spending a lot of money on renovating the library, and we'd like to keep as much of that budget as possible within the renovation cost of the library, get as much as we can permanently into that space, which is coming from the economic development manager, from Jonathan Weidenhammer, and our budget department, from Nate Rockwood. And then the library wants to keep as high of a level of service as we can, which obviously is a more expensive option, both of which are completely valid, and we're looking for council direction in terms to help us find that balance.
$5.6 million has been budgeted for the building's renovation. It's expected to be done by the spring of 2015. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.